Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we connect with Kevin Klein, the Chief Operating Officer and General Manager of Resorts World Catskills, just days before it opened in early February. The GGB Podcast is brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing service for land-based and online casinos in North America. To the land, set my
We are stars, we are golden, we are
The last of the four casinos approved for the northern tier of New York State opened in February. Kevin Klein, the CEO and GM of Resorts World Catskills, explains why the best was saved for last, as it's closer to New York City and has a powerful relationship with Resorts World family of brands. Klein has a long history with the Harrah's and Caesars entertainment organizations and came to Resorts World Catskills from a previous position with an Ohio casino. He spoke with me just days before the casino opened in early February. Kevin Klein, thanks for joining us on the GGB Podcast. It's nice to talk to you. I know you're very, very busy now, so we appreciate the time. Less than a week before your opening, and it must be an exciting time for you guys.
Yes, and first of all, thank you, Roger, for the opportunity to share with you all the great things that are happening as we prepare to open Resort World Catskills. And, very exciting down the stretch here, putting the finishing touches on the property and preparing ourselves pending regulatory approval for a soft opening first part of next week, and then gearing up towards our ribbon-cutting grand opening on Thursday, February 8th.
You know, this has been a really long time coming. I've been covering gaming for 30 years, and I think they've been talking about casinos in the Catskills for all that time. What's the general mood in the company approaching the opening?
Well, you know, there are a lot of folks who have been really focused on this opportunity for a very long time. Many of our executives with Empire Resorts have been part of this journey, if you will, dating back quite a while. I will tell you that as someone who's just joined Empire Resorts and has embedded myself now here with Resorts World Catskills in the last couple of months, there's a tremendous anticipation, as you would expect, lots of enthusiasm. I think great energy as a leadership team, but also just an amazing energy throughout the property as we're onboarding folks, and just a great genuine pride. This is a really magnificently designed and programmed property, and to see it all come to life and to see the casino floor start to light up, see the restaurants, the compilation of the premium room product, the impact that we have already had and will continue to amplify here in the region of the Catskill region, as well as the immediate county, Sullivan County, Jayton County, Orange County. It's just been it's been a tremendous experience for me to be a part of, and I really look forward to opening and continuing to assist in bringing this integrated resort Catskill opportunity to fruition.
Sure. Well, as you mentioned, you know, this has been on the table for many, many years, and finally it's happening. What's the reaction in the community so far to the potential debut here?
Well, you know, it's interesting because similarly, there are a lot of folks who have been very involved at the government level, community level, you know, making the case that this was the right location for one of the upstate licenses. And so I think there's obviously a high degree of anticipation to see this finally come to reality. And similarly, there's a lot of pride up here for what the Catskills was,
right,
and for what we have the opportunity to recreate in this new form with our $1.2 billion campus development here. And you know, I'd also say that there's a little bit of disbelief that we're finally here, and I really enjoyed kind of hearing the firsthand stories from everybody about the full history of the Catskills and how excited people are individually as well as the community is for our opening next week.
Right, no question. And it's on the site of the old Concord Hotel, which is one of the icons of the Borscht Belt back in those days. Do you hope to bring that kind of glamour back to the region?
Well, you know, Concord was the largest and the most notable couple of the destination resorts as I've done my my history here in Catskill, and hosted some of the biggest entertainment, you know, known for you know, really the a full complement of offerings, extensive dining. There's a golf course up here as a golfer myself. I'm very passionate about the sport. Learned a lot about the world-renowned Monster Golf Course, which was rated by Golf Digest as a top 100 greatest golf course. So yeah, so there's a lot of nostalgia. It's really neat to see our tower on the site, see the things that we're doing over the 1,500 acres that we have, and adding a golf course next year, building another tower here with some experiences. But yeah, there's something very special about building the Resorts World Catskills integrated resort here at the site of the Concord, just given that history.
Of course, then for many years it was kind of a depressed. So how many employees have you hired, and then they mostly from the surrounding areas?
Yeah, you know, so when to your point too about from a destination standpoint, you know, the fact that this was such a popular destination for the New York Metro residents, and you know, now we're going to expand that to not only give a reason for, you know, folks to come back in greater droves to the Catskills and see this majestic beauty that is this region, but also expanding that Catskill experience into the Northeast and even more broadly for folks internationally that visit the New York area. So, but to your point on the employees, we've right now hired up close to 1,300. We'll continue to ramp as the rest of the property scales to about 1,700 team members. I will tell you, as somebody who gets around to all of our team member orientations, one of the things that I like to do is to ask folks to raise their hands and ask how many people are from Sullivan County and how many people from Orange County. And we have done an amazing job of activating the, you know, the local community and finding some amazing team members as part of our Resorts World Catskills team. And there's so much enthusiasm and so much pride from the folks that we've hired to be part of this opening and to really be part of that revitalization that you and I were just speaking of. So, yeah, we've had a meaningful impact, and we'll continue to focus our efforts here. You know, we've also been very successful at attracting some great experienced talent as well to help us in our different areas. But it's been a great story from a local employment perspective.
It's good to see that region get all those jobs. As you said, it's been depressed for so many years. Has it been tough to train these employees, or are they very anxious to get started and really committed to the property?
Oh, yeah, very anxious. I mean, you could, when you come in, you know, we've got a very integrated orientation program that really gets people connected with clearly who we are as a company, the kind of culture we want to create. We do interweave the history of the Catskills, and people have great pride for the kind of business we're building, the impact that we want to have in the community and the region. And that they're going to be a big part of how we bring all this to life, and watching them get into their areas, even now as we kind of get into this weekend, part of our soft opening sequencing, people are now starting to get into their spaces, getting fit in their uniforms, and there's just tremendous energy throughout the property as folks anticipate next week turning the lights on for real.
Right.
And then as of February 8th, February 24/7, and off we go, you know, on this new journey together.
So how far is Resorts World Catskills from Manhattan?
So we're 90 miles to New York. I've heard people describe what the drive's like. I now made that drive several times. I've spoken to a lot of customers, potentially people who are familiar to the area like you are, Roger,
right,
you know, who've been back and forth in this area. It's a pretty straight shot. And obviously that's to Manhattan. The surrounding New York metro is much larger. And so we have a great opportunity within that captive market to get our fair share and more of that business. And then, you know, like we said earlier, expanding that just given the nature of the product that we've created, the luxury nature of it, the diversification of it across the different amenity categories, Vegas-style gaming, 100,000 square feet of it, we expect to be a major presence in this Northeast market. And we're looking forward to the day that we get a chance to start bringing people in here and showing what we've created.
You know, this is the fourth casino approved several years ago by the state of New York in the Southern Tier region. The other ones haven't performed that very well. Why will Resorts World Catskill be different?
I just think we're very different. Certainly we are in a very different location. I mean, being 90 miles away from New York City proper and being in this New York metro area and just kind of our ability with the fact that we just developed a very different offering. You know, we created our product around this concept of being a true destination experience. And that experience is meant to complement our location here in the Catskills. It's also meant to really, you know, give us the best opportunity to pull from the markets that we just discussed here immediately and more expansively. And so, you know, the hotel product, 332 all suite rooms, at a premium level, penthouses, villas, the 100,000 square feet of gaming, VIP premium gaming area. So we've got that next level of gaming activity that we think we can be very competitive in. Our property's been designed to accommodate the Asian. You know, one of the things we'll talk about here, hopefully a little bit, we've built a very authentic Asian gaming and food offering that's been very culturally thought through, and it's fantastic. World-class, upscale, full-service spa fitness. Huge multi-purpose entertainment venue with 27,000 square feet for entertainment, conventions, and meetings. We talked about the golf course earlier that we're going to redesign and bring back the Monster Golf Course in 2019. An expanded part of our campus is going to include a 100,000 square foot indoor water park that'll open up early part of next year with another 300 rooms. And we're looking to, you know, build a service environment and a guest experience that, you know, is going to be five star, five diamond. So everything has been orientated within our footprint to be a true integrated destination that becomes a major draw.
Great.
And I don't know, comparatively, I just think that's a bit different positioning than maybe some of the other upstate casinos. And, mm-hmm. and we'll see. It's obviously a very saturated market. And when you look at the Northeast, but we think we've got enough to carve out our place with a great brand in Resorts World.
Speaking of Resorts World, you know, Genting runs the most lucrative casino in the country in Resorts World, New York City. Do you have access to the list that they've built up down there?
Sure. So one of the benefits of being a Resorts World brand of property are those cross market opportunities. So we've coordinated some efforts, you know, to come out of the gate and ramp up our property. And we've been able to leverage, you know, part of that database within the Resorts World brand and to start getting folks in here and getting them excited about Resorts World Catskills being a, you know, an exciting new addition to the Resorts World brand family.
Well, that's got to be exciting to be able to have that database. Most of the other ones up in New York opened with no database, and that's always a tough situation. So that should give you a leg up to begin with.
It's a nice way to start, knowing that you can go out there to folks who are familiar with the brand and be able to put your best foot forward and begin to introduce them to your new product and your new property.
Right. So what is the relationship between Genting and Empire? How do you work together?
The chairman of Genting, Mr. Lim, is a large shareholder in Empire.
Okay.
And that's the connection between Genting, Empire, and then our ability from a marketing and from a branding standpoint to leverage a Resorts World brand. So, you know, Genting, as a resort entertainment gaming company, had developed a great property in the New York market, and established a great foothold. You know, they're known for their resorts and their luxury gaming products internationally.
Sure.
And certainly, notably, you're building a very significant gaming resort and entertainment property in Las Vegas. So, you know, we're excited that we're going to bring the luxury side of that Resorts World brand to life here in the Catskills, and look forward to working with our Genting fellow properties.
Great. You know, you mentioned you're in a saturated market, so you're going to be trying to attract a lot of players that currently gamble elsewhere. Are you going to match the card level that they're at, whether they be players in Atlantic City or Pennsylvania or Connecticut?
Well, you know what, we look forward to welcoming, you know, many customers from all across the region, from some of the notable properties that have established themselves in Pennsylvania and Connecticut. And, you know, what I would say is that we've got a great loyalty program, lots of exciting benefits that are part of the Resorts World Core loyalty program. and a lot that we've been able to incorporate specifically to Resorts World Catskills and what we have to offer. And, you know, as a marketing team and as a marketer, inherently, you know, with some of my background experience, you know, we'll look at all opportunities, and certainly at the VIP end, which is where we've got an opportunity to really position ourselves competitively.
Mm-hmm.
If there were some opportunities to accelerate people into our loyalty program through our high touch hosts, yeah, we certainly would take a look at everything. So
right.
Programmatically, you know, nothing that we're kind of throwing out there, but I think as we open up, we certainly want to get as many people, especially our VIPs in the region, familiar with the Resorts World Catskills as quickly as possible.
Well, you mentioned the Asian market in New York City. I mean, that's been you know, very active in the casino industry ever since Atlantic City opened. So, what are your plans? You mentioned that, you know, you've designed the food experience and that kind of thing for them. Are you going to bus people from New York City up there and from the Asian community?
Yeah, we have a very comprehensive Asian gaming programming here at Resorts World Catskills. The Resorts World brand, and with Genting and our association there through the brand, there's a obviously a strong resonance and understanding of the culture, and so we've got a dedicated culturally designed casino within the casino that caters you know to what we think will be a big part of our business within the Asian community. Asian customer community. We've got VIP premium gaming areas and private salons that we think cater to potentially a VIP international customer that could be part of a cross-marketing effort that occurs within the Resorts World branded family of properties. We've got Asian-speaking dealers. We've got dedicated, authentic food experiences. Transportation, as you mentioned, is going to be a big part of our business, so we've got a very comprehensive bus program that will certainly be part of cultivating a segment of our business and work in the city, the metro area, domestic runs as well that will complement creating convenience and convenient and accessible opportunities to get people to and from our property. So not by accident, we're opening on February 8th in an effort to get in front of Lunar New Year, mm-hmm. which kicks off on the 16th. And on February 25th, we'll actually really ramp up our programming and begin to activate our business around some specific special celebrations that we have planned. So, big part of our business, pretty excited about it, and really look forward to getting open and beginning our efforts to cultivate our multicultural and Asian customer and marketing effort.
So once you guys open, the clock starts ticking for Plan B of the New York casino plan,
right.
The four casinos in the metropolitan area of New York City. How is that going to impact, you know, your plans going forward and the way you operate?
Well, certainly there would be an impact. You know, we've taken a position that, and you know, this will be the position that needs to continue to be made, which is we're a very different model with the upstate focus than what, you know, you might see as a model in a downstate future expansion, right? So, you know, for the upstate, the focus has been on economic development and impact in our respective regions. A downstate license would certainly create a lot of additional market pressure. And, you know, I think we look forward to continue to make the case that that our development and the way that we've thought through the responsibility of maximizing community and economic impact in Sullivan County, Orange County, in the Catskills, the jobs we've created, you know, this model really deserves the runway to continue to prove itself out. So I guess we'll cross that bridge when it comes, but we hope folks will see all the great good that we've created, certainly through our upstate license, and maybe that'll be an opportunity for pause. To make sure that the benefits we've created are lasting and sustainable.
So I know you've got a lot of executives there that are experienced in other companies. You yourself have a lot of experience with the Harrah's Caesars brand. What does that teach you that you've applied at Resorts World since you've been there?
Well, you know, when I was with Harrah's and Caesars, a lot of my experience was really focused on the marketing and operations side. You know, I've led and operated, competed in both the destination and what I would consider to be the hyper-competitive regional markets.
Right.
And so I think that allows me to bring a pretty unique perspective and a level of experience that can really complement what I think is a great team that we've assembled here at Resorts World Catskill that covers a wide range of experience levels, and I think that's going to benefit us pretty well. On the marketing side, I've really had an intensity of focus in my career on the VIP market.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of multicultural stuff, especially in the Asian market, both domestically and internationally, regionally, and while I was in Las Vegas, and national marketing efforts, leveraging loyalty marketing programs, and really kind of maximizing how you monetize the assets that you have. So I think that combined with my last two assignments were leading the design, development, opening, and operations of some integrated gaming and entertainment facilities here in the middle part of the country, and seeing the four seasons of opening, developing, and hopefully those experiences will come to bear here as the CEO, general manager of this property, and working within Empire Resorts. And we come out of the gate fast and really establish our property and what we have to offer competitively within this market and more broadly. So excited about the new opportunity. Look forward to getting going next week with our grand opening.
Well, Kevin, I know you're really busy. Thanks for the time. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to coming up and seeing it next summer when I'm back east. I love the Catskills in the summertime, so you can count on me visiting. I want to get a tour of the property and meet all your colleagues. I think it's an exciting time for you, and you've got a great opportunity there to really create something unique.
Well, Roger, we look forward to welcoming you. I look forward to seeing you take that nostalgic Catskill journey yourself, and really appreciate the interview opportunity today, talking more about sharing more about what we're doing. And thank you very much, and look forward to seeing you soon.
And I dreamed I saw the bomb and death planes riding shotgun in the sky, turning into butterflies above our nation.
We hope you enjoyed this edition of the GGB Podcast, brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing service for land-based and online casinos in North America. To learn more about the gaming industry, visit GGBMagazine.com, or for a weekly update, visit GGBNews.com. Follow us on Twitter at Global Gaming Biz, or on LinkedIn and Facebook at Global Gaming Business Magazine. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week on the Global Gaming Business Podcast.